Chamishi. Zois ha-Tayra. This is the law, l'chol nega ha-Tzoras, for all nega Tzoras, for la-Nosek, and for Nesek, which is a nega b'mokom sar, a nega that occurs in a place that here grows. Ula Tzoras ha-Begev v'la-Bayis, and these are the laws of Tzoras on a garment and on a house, v'la-Se'es, v'la-Sapachas, v'la-Behoris, and for the different colors of Tzoras, Se'es and Baharis, and the subcategories which are known as Sapachas. Sepurna explains that these three psukim, Pasuk Nun Dalet, Nun Hei and Nun Vav, are coming to tell us that the Kohen must be an expert and know the difference between the different types of Tzoras. He must know the difference between Tzoras on a person's skin, Vela Nosek, and Tzoras that comes B'mokam Sar in a place where hair grows. Because Tzoras on the skin is only Tameh when it has one of the four colors of Tzoras, Se'es, Baharis, and their subcategories called Sapachas. But Nesek, which is a Tzoras B'mokam Sar, does not need to be one of these four colors, but any discoloration of the skin is sufficient. Also, he must know the difference between Tzoras HaBeged, Tzoras on a garment, and Tzoras on a house, because the halachis are different. Tzoras on a beged that spreads after the first week is tameh and must be burned. But tzoras on a house that spreads after the first week has a different halacha. We remove the stones and replace it with different stones, and then we give it another week and see what happens. He also has to be an expert to know the difference of the colors of tzoras, to know the difference between se'es and baharis and their subcategories called sapachas. Lehoyrois. To rule about b'yom ha-tameh, which days the kohen will be metameh the nega, which days he will look at the nega and be metameh, uv'yom ha-tor, and which days the kohen does not look at the nega. Because as Nachas Yaakov and also Yonason ben Uziel explained this pasuk, that the kohen does not look at negoim on a yom ha-ma'unon, on a cloudy day. And that's what the pasuk means. B'yom ha-tor, certain days the kohen will not look at a nega, and therefore the nega will remain tor. The Nachlas Yaakov says a second shot in the pasuk b'yom ha-tameh uv'yom ha-tor that it is referring to a nega on a house, because the halacha is if the nega spreads after the first week, then they remove the stones and put in new stones, and if the nega comes back after a week, then it is tameh. But let's say the nega comes back in middle of the week, the nega during the week is not tameh if it's not around at the end of the week. So that's what the pasuk means b'yom ha-tameh. If the nega comes back after a week, then that nega is tameh. But uviyam hatar, there are days that if the nega comes back, that it won't be tameh, it would be tar. That is before the end of the week. And the pasuk ends off, zois toras ha-toras. This is the law of tzoras. Now let us go back on the Rashi's from Ravi. Zog Rashi lama dalet v'nosati nega tzoras. And I will give a nega tzoras on a house. The Torah is saying that this will be good news. Shanagoyim boyim aleihem, that the negoyim will come to their houses. Lefishet minu amoyrayim mat moni oishol zov bikiras boteihem, since the emorim hid their treasures of gold in the walls of their houses. Kol arboim shana shahu Yisrael b'midbar, or 40 years that the yidden were wandering in the desert. Valyadei hanega. And as a result of this nega, noite tabayis umoitzon, the person will break the house down and find the treasure. And when the nega will come on a person's house, the person will say, kin nega, like a nega, nearly babayis, appear to me on my house. Afilu talmud chocham, even a talmud chocham sheyodea, who knows, shehu nega vadai, that it is definitely a nega, layifsaik, he should not render judgment and say, dover borer, a definite fact, loymar saying, nega nearly babayis, that it is definitely a nega on my house. Ella only kin nega nearly. He should only say something that looks like a nega, because as Chazal tell us, a person should teach himself to say, eini yodea, I do not know. And everything should be removed from the house before the kohen comes. B'terem yavah kohen, shekoz man she'en kohen nizkak loy, as long as the kohen is not involved in this, ein sham teras tuma, there is no teras tuma on this house. V'lo yitma, in order that it should not become tameh, kol asher baboyis, all the contents of the house. She'im lo yifneyu, if he does not remove everything from the house, v'yavah kohen v'yira hanega, and the kohen will come and see the nega. Nizkak leheskir, it will need to be locked up and quarantined. V'chol ma'asher b'seichoi yitma, and everything inside the house will become tamei. V'amachos ha'Torah, what was the Torah concerned with? Im al kli shetef yat bilam, if it was worried about kelim that could be immersed in a mikvah, let him immerse it in a mikvah, and it won't bother us if it became tamei. V'yitaharu, they will become tar through the mikvah. V'im al oichlunu mashkim, and if the Torah is worried about food or drinks, yoichlam be made to masai, let him eat them during the days that he is tamei. Halechosa ha'Torah, the Torah was only worried about ela al klicheres, only on earthenware vessels, she'ein lehem tahara b'mikvah, that do not have any purification in a mikvah. So therefore, since you cannot be metayer the klicheres, the Torah wanted you to take it out before the kohen comes. And if when the kohen comes, he sees a deep green or a deep red nega that looks deeper than the rest of the wall, shika'arurais shoykois b'marehen, its appearance seems sunken into the wall, then he will lock it up for a week, and if after the week it spreads, then he must remove the stones and take it outside the machane. V'chilsu es ha'avonim, and he removes the stones. Kitagumoi, like Targum says, v'shalfun, it means to remove. Yitlo misham, he takes them away from there. Kimoi, just like in the pasuk, v'cholza, and she will remove na'aloi his shoe. Loshen hasara, which is an expression of removing. And he takes the stones outside the machane, outside the city, el mokoim tamei, mokoim, a place, she'ein taharois mishtam shois sham. This place is not used for things that must be kept pure. Lemetcha, the Torah is teaching you, lemetcha akosuv, she'avonim halolu, that these stones, mitamois mikoimon, will make their place tamei, ba'oidimboi, while these stones are there. Rashi does not mean to tell us that these stones will be metame, the karka underneath it, because karka and anything that is mechubar, attached to karka, are not mekabel tumah. So what does Rashi mean, metamois mekoimon ba'oidimboi? It means that if these stones are under one roof together with something that is tahar, then it will be metame these other things, these things that are tahar, while the stones are there. Because these stones will be metame with a tumah of oihel. And since the thing that is tar is under the same roof as these tamei dika stones, they will become tamei. And then he will scrape out around the nega. Yaksia, zakrashi, deritza belaz, uvalasha mishna yesh harbe. And in the mishna we find many related words to yaksia. He will scrape it out, mi bias, mi befnim, on the inside, saviv svivois hanega, around the nega. B'taris kam nidrus kain. In taris kahanim, it is darshan like this: sheyikloif hatiach, he will peel off the plaster shesaviv avne hanega, that was around the area of the stones of the nega. Hiksu, the word hiksu in the pasuk means loshen kotze, an expression of the edges. Ashakotzu, that he scraped out biksoya hanega, at the edge of the nega, saviv, around the edge. He'll take out the stones, remove those stones, and then scrape around the edges. And then the pasuk says that if the nega returned after he removed the stones and after the house became scraped and plastered, zakrashi hiksois, the word hiksois means the house became scraped. Loshen he'osois, it is a language of became done. It's not referring to the person, but rather the house. The house became scraped. V'chein hitoyach, and also the word hitoyach means the house became plastered. It's going on the house. Avol chileitz eso avonim, but earlier in the pasuk when it says chileitz eso avonim, he removed the stones, moisiv haloshin elo odom shecholtzon. Over there, the word chileitz is going on the person that removes it. He removed the stones. And then Rashi is bothered, why does it say chileitz instead of cholatz? So Rashi says, v'hu mishkal loshin kaved, it is in a loshin kaved, an intense form. K'mo kiper and diber, just like the words kiper and diber, there is a dagesh in the pei and a dagesh in the beis. So too by chileitz, there is a dagesh in the lamed to show that it is a loshin kaved. And the pasuk continues. Rashi says, "Vim yoshuv hanega, if the nega will return, yochol, I might think chazor bay bayoyim yehi tamei, if the nega came back on that day after the stones were removed. It will become tamei. The pasuk says earlier in pasuk lamates, it says the kohen will return, and it says over here vim yoshva nega, if the nega will return. Ma shiva ho amur lahalon, just like returning that it says earlier b'sayf shavua is at the end of the week. The kohen returns at the end of the week. Af shiva ho amur akan b'sayf shavua. Also, the nega that is returning over here, that is tamei, is only if it returns at the end of the week. And then the kohen will come v'ra, and he will see v'hinei faso, that the nega spread. Yochol, I might think lo yehaya choizer tamei, that if the nega came back at the end of the week, it will only be tamei if elaim kain faso, if it spreads like the pasuk seems to say here. Therefore, it says nemar tzaras mameres bebatim. It says over here tzaras mameres by houses. V'nemar tzaras mameres bebegodim, and it says tzaras mameres by clothing, by garments that have saras, malahalon tomei esachoizer, afa pishena poise, just like over there. When the nega comes back, after the nega was removed, it's tomei even if it doesn't spread, afkan, here also, timei esachoizer. The Torah is metame, that which comes back, afa pishena poise, even though it does not spread. Imkain, if so, matam loimar vihine poso, what is the pasuk telling me by saying vihine pasuk that the nega spread? Zog Rashi ain kan mekoyme shel mikrozet. This pasuk of uvo hakoyin v'ro vihine pasuk nega babayis does not belong here. Elo only v'notat es abayis. The pasuk memhei that says that he knocks down the house, hoyeloi lichtoy, should have been written achar, after the pasuk of vim yoshuv hanega, if the nega comes back. Because if the nega comes back in any size, then the din is that the house has to be knocked down. V'ro v'hine poso ha-nega. Holoi bo lilmoid, that pasuk is only coming to teach us, elo al nega ha-oimid be'eno b'shavu rishoin, a nega that remained the same after the first week, u'bo b'sayf shavu ha-sheni, and he came back at the end of the second week. U'motzoi she poso, and he saw that the nega spread, shloi pirish ba kosov l'mala klum. The pasuk did not tell us earlier anything concerning ba'oimid be'eno b'shavu rishoin, where it stayed the same after the first week. V'lamed chakan, and therefore the pasuk tells us over here, b'pisyoin zeh, in this pasuk that says that it spread, she'enu medaber, it's only speaking about ella only ba'imid barishon u'pasuk b'sheni, where it stayed the same after the first week and spread after the second week. U'mayasaloi, what should you do to such a nega? Yochol, I might think yitzenu, he should knock down the house k'moshe samachloi, like the pasuk says right afterward in pasuk memhei, v'notat tzabayis, he knocks down the house. Tamal loymar. Therefore, the pasuk says, "V'shav ha'koyin uvo ha'koyin." We learn out of limud. The pasuk over here, Mem Dalet, says, "Uvo ha'koyin." The pasuk earlier says, "V'shav ha'koyin." So we learn out nilmad. We learn out bia mishiva. We learn out uvo ha'koyin from the pasuk earlier of "V'shav ha'koyin." Ma shiva, just like when the koyin returned. In the case where the nega spread after the first week, the halacha was choleitz, he removes the stones, v'koitze, and he scrapes around the nega, v'toch, and he plasters new stones in, v'noisen le'shavua, and he gives it a week to see what happens, af bia, also this pasuk of uvo ha'koin, where it spreads after the second week, choleitz, he removes the stones, v'koitze, and he scrapes, v'toch, and he plasters new stones, v'noisen le'shavua, and he gives it a week, v'im chozar, if the nega will come back, notates, then he knocks down the house. Loi chozar, but if the nega does not return, tahar, the nega is tahar, and he goes through the purification process. Uminayin, and how do we know? Shim omad bozeh ubozeh. That if the nega stayed the same after the first week and also after the second week, choleitz, that the halacha is that he removes the stones, v'koitz and scrapes it, v'toch, and plasters new stones, v'noisen loi shavua, and waits a week, Tamad Loimar, therefore the pasuk says further on in pasuk memches v'im bo yovoi b'ma hakos medaber. What is that pasuk talking about? In b'poisha berishon, if it's talking about that it spread after the first week, hare kfar omar, that was already stated earlier in pasuk lamates. V'im b'poisha b'sheni, and if it's talking about when it spread in the second week, hare kfar omar, that was also said in pasuk memdalet. Ho'eni Omar, the pasuk must be talking about when it says Vim bo yovoi elo es shabo b'seif shavur rishon ubo b'seif shavur sheni, where the kohen came back at the end of the first week and at the end of the second week, v'roh, and he saw v'hinei lefoso, that the nega did not spread. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi say that the reason why pasuk memches cannot be talking about that it spread after the first week or after the second week is because spreading after the first week and the second week were already said. Rashi could have said something much simpler. The reason why this pasuk cannot be talking about that it spread is because the pasuk says beferish v'hinei lefaso hanega. So why does Rashi look for other reasons? And the Rash therefore says that this is a mistake, and really those words have to be taken out, and the reason why it cannot be talking about that it spread is because, like we said, the pasuk says v'hinei lefaso hanega, v'ayin b'mizrochi, and also in Sefer Be'er Yitzchak that discuss this diak. So what is the halacha now that it stayed the same after the first and second week? This case where it stayed the same, what is the halacha? I might think, yiftar v'yelech, the Kohen will say that it's fine. Like the Pasuk says over there, in Pasuk Memches, v'tiras abayis, that the house is purified. That's why the Pasuk says, kinir pahanega. The pasuk says v'tir ha'koyin sabayis ki nirpo hanega, because the nega was healed. Loit taharti eles harofoi, the koyin was only metahir that which was healed, and since this nega was not healed, the pasuk cannot be saying that it is totally tahar. Ma yaseh loy, so what do you do with this nega that stayed the same after 2 weeks? Bia amur lamalo, ubia amur lamata. It says earlier in pasuk mem dalet uvo akoyin, and it says also over here v'im boi yovei akoyin. In both pasukim it says a lashon of bia ma ba'alyona, just like the earlier pasuk mem dalet. The halacha is if it spreads after the second week, choylets, he removes the stones v'koytze and scrapes around it v'toch, and he plasters new stones v'noisin le'shavua and gives it another week to see what happens. To gomar lo Zuhi Shiva Zuhi Bia, because over there that pasuk itself is learnt out from Vishav HaKoyen in pasuk Lamates. So just like over there, we remove the stones, plaster new stones, and give it a week. Af betachtoina kach. So is the halacha by this second time that it says in Bayavoy that when it stays the same after the second week, we remove the stones, we put in new stones, and give it a week, and we see what happens. Kedeisa b'Toras Kahanim, just like the Toras Kahanim explains. Gomroi shel dover. Summing up this matter, the halacha is like this: Ein netitza ela benega hachoizer achar chalitza v'kitzoi v'ticha. The house is not knocked down only by a nega that comes back after the stones were removed, the house was scraped, and new stones were put in. And then, if the nega comes back, then you knock down the house. Ve'ein hachoizer tzorach pisyon. And when the nega comes back, it does not need to spread. Any size is enough to be metamit. V'seder ha-mikro is kachu. And this is the way the psukim have to be read. The pasuk says, v'im yoshuv ha-nega. If the nega will return. And then what happens? The halacha is, v'nitates, that you have to knock down the house. And this house that was locked up, v'avo la-bayis, the person that comes into the house, v'oichel ba-bayis, and he who waits in the house, the shir of achila, will become tame. And then the pasuk goes back to the case where it stayed the same after the first week and spread after the second week. And the Kohen will come after the second week and see that the nega spread. And this pasuk is talking about where it stayed the same after the first week. We wait until the second week and we lock him up. And at the end of the second week that he was locked up, he came and he saw that it spread. What is done to him? The halacha is choles. He removes the stones, v'koytze, and scrapes around it, v'toch, and plasters new stones, v'noysen lo shavua, and waits until the third week. Chazar, if the nega returns, noitates. Then we knock down the house. Lo chazar, if the nega does not return, ta'on sipor. Then he needs to bring the birds. She'ein b'negoyim, yoysen migimel shavuos. Because the status of a nega is always determined within 3 weeks. We never wait more than 3 weeks. So Rashi is telling us that the order of the psukim are not in the proper order. And really, Pasuk Mem Dalet, the first half of Pasuk Mem Dalet, really stands for itself as a separate case where the nega stayed the same after the first week and spread after the second week. And also, Pasuk Mem Ches is telling us the case where the nega stayed the same after the first and second week. Rashi Mem Ches, Fim Bo Yovoi L'Sof Shavua Sheni, if the Kohen will come back at the end of the second week, V'ro V'hini Le'Foso, and he will see that the nega did not spread. Mikrozeh Bo L'Lamed, this Pasuk is coming to teach us, Be'oimed stayed be'eno barishoin, where the nega stayed the same at the end of the first week, uvisheni, and also at the end of the second week. My yasaloi, what is the halacha by such a nega? Yochoil, I might think yitaharenu, that the nega is tar kimashmoi shal mikra, like the pasuk says, v'tiyar hakoinis habayis. Right afterwards, the pasuk says the kohen will be mitar the bayis. Tamad loimar. That's why the pasuk follows kinirpo hanega. The only reason why the kohen is mitar the bayis is because the nega was healed. Loi taharti eles harofoi. I was not mitar, only a nega that was healed. The ein rofoi ela habayis shehuksa v'hutach v'loi chazor hanega. What is considered a healed nega? Only a nega that the house was scraped and plastered with new stones, and the nega did not come back. But this case where the nega stayed the same after the first and second week, we must remove the stones, scrape around the nega, and plaster it with new stones, v'shavua shlishi, and wait until the third week. V'chein ha-mikra nidrosh, and so is the pasuk darshind, v'mbo yovei basheni, if the kohen will come at the end of the second week, v'ro, and he will see v'hinei lefoso, that the nega did not spread, yatichenu. Then he must replaster the stones. And the plastering does not take place without removing the stones and scraping it. And after he replastered the house, the kohen will be mitayer the house if at the end of the third week the nega did not return. Because the nega was healed. But if the nega returns, kvar pirish, alach choizer, the pasuk already said, by a nega that returns, sheto'o netitza, that the house must be knocked down. Then the pasuk says that if a person enters the house during the time it was quarantined, he will become tamei. Kol yimei hiskir oisai, all the days that the house was closed off. V'lo yomim shekolav es nigoi, but not during the days where the stones were removed and the nega is not in the house. The pasuk is telling us that we mentioned earlier that during the first week he locks up the house, and if the nega spreads, then he removes those stones and puts in new stones and waits until the second week. Rashi is telling us that if a person enters the house during the first week when the stones are still there, then he will become tamei. But if he enters the house during the week when the stones were removed, then he will not become tamei. Yochoel, I might think shani moitzei hamuchlet shekilef es nigoi. I would think that we also are coming to exclude when the kohen said that this is definitely tzaras, and then the stones were removed. If he enters such a house, he won't become tamei because the stones are not there. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the pasuk says, kol yimei, all the days. The extra word kol comes to teach me that after the kohen says that this is definitely saras, even if the stones are removed, if the person enters the house, he is tamei. Zakrashi Yitmo Ara Orev, if he enters the house, he is tame until the evening. Malame, the pasuk is coming to teach us, She'ein Metame Begodim, that if he just enters the house, his clothing are not tame. Yochoel, I might think, Afilu Shah Bikdei Achilas Pras, even if he enters the house and waits there the amount of time that it takes to eat a half of a loaf of bread. Talmud Lomar. Therefore the pasuk says, Ve'ho'ichel Babayis Yechabes Es Begodov, one who eats in the house will wash his clothing. Ainli el oichel, I might think only somebody that eats. Shoichev, one who lies down. Minayin, how do I know that he is tame and has to be tovel his clothing? Tamalim v'ashoichev, it says v'ashoichev, if he lies down, he is metame his clothing. Ainli el oichel v'ashoichev, I might think only if he eats and only if he lies down. Lo yechev v'lo yishoichev, if he does not eat and he does not lie down but just remains in the house, how do we know? Minayin, how do we know that he is tame and he's metame his clothing? Tamad loymar, that's why the pasuk says yechabes yechabes. It says yechabes twice. Ribo, it is a riboy, and it comes to include if he just stays in the house. Im kein loma nemar oichel v'shoichev. So why does it say eating or lying down if he is metame begodim without eating and without lying down? Litein shir l'shoichev, to tell me the shir of one who is shoichev, one who is waiting and remaining in the house. How long does he have to stay in the house to be metame his begodim? Kedei achilas pras, the shir of achila, which is the amount of time it takes to eat achilas pras, a half of a loaf of bread. Zakrashi lahoyrois biyoy matome uviyoy matar. Eze yom taroi ve eze yom tamoi. Which days will the kohen say he is tar, and which days will the kohen say he is tamei? According to one pshat, we said Rashi is telling us that since a kohen does not look at a nega on a cloudy day, so that is a day of metaroi, because the kohen will not be metame the nega on that day. Or we said another pshat in Rashi, that the pasuk is talking about a nega on a house, and if the nega spread and he removed the stones and replaced it with new stones, he waits a week. And if after the week the nega returns, it is tamei. That is the day Yom HaTamei. What is the Yom HaTar? The Yom HaTar is if the nega returns before the end of the week. So the Kohen does not look at it then. Those days are Yom HaTar, because the halacha is that if a nega returns, we only look at it at the end of the week. Maskala David asks, why do we find that the parsha of Nega Habayis, a Nega on a house, is separated in Parshas Metzora and not placed together with the other types of Negoim, a Nega on the Guf, a Nega on the person's body, and the Nega on a Beged, on a garment, which are together in Parshas Sazria? He answers that Nega Habayis is different in that it has the possibility to come for a Besura Taiva and not only for the Avera of Lashon Hara. As we mentioned earlier, that Rashi says, when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, if they saw a Nega on the walls of the houses, that would be a sign that there were treasures hidden behind the walls. So since Nega Habayis has the possibility to come for a Besura Taiva, therefore it was separated from the other two Negoim, Nige HaGuf and Nige HaBeget, which only come because of Lashon Hara. That's why those two were mentioned in Parshas Sazria, and Nige HaBayis is separated in Parshas Mitzayra. And the pasuk continues, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'l Aharon Lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon, saying, Dabru el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, Vamartem Alehem, and you shall say to them, Ish Ish, any person, even a katon, even a minor, ki yezav mi besari, who will have a discharge from his flesh. Rashi explains that since the pasuk says mi besari, from his flesh, it means from a specific part of his body, not any part of his body. It is not referring to a discharge from the person's nose or ears or mouth, but rather from a specific aver in his body, this discharge comes out. And Rashi says this is from the male organ, from the same place where the discharge of shichva zera, of semen, comes out. And the difference between shichva zera and zov, Rashi says, is that shichva zera is thicker than that of zov. And pasuk tells us that when a person has such a discharge, he is tameh. And not only that, zoivoi tamehu. Not only is the person tameh, but the actual discharge is metameh. V'zois tia tumasa b'zoivoi. And this will be his tumah when he is a zov. Ror b'soroi es zoivoi. Whether it comes out thinner and it flows from his basar, like spittle, I hechtim b'soroi mizoivoi. Or if it comes out thicker and it stuffs up the opening of the aver, that's what it means, ayahechtim besari, or it stuffs up his flesh. Tumasahi, in both instances, the person is tame, whether it comes out thinner or thicker. Rashi tells us that in Pasuk Beis, it says the word zav twice and says tamehu. In Pasuk Gimel, it says the word zav three times and says tamehu. This is alluding to the din that if a zav sees two re'iyos, he sees this discharge twice. Then he is a full-fledged zav. He has to count Zayin Nekiyim, seven clean days, and only then is he tar. If he sees three re'iyos, three discharges, then he adds on, besides being tameh for 7 days and counting Zayin Nekiyim, he also has to bring a carbon. So that's why the pasuk says, twice zav and tamehu, to tell you he becomes a zav with two re'iyos, and three times tamehu, to tell you that he is tameh, to also bring a carbon. The pasuk continues by telling us the din of mishkav u'moshav, if a zav comes in contact with bedding or a chair. A zav is an avat tumah. He is the primary source of tumah. If he touches something else, that something else becomes a secondary source of tumah. Typically, a secondary source of tumah can only be metameh oichlun u'mashkin, food and liquids. But a secondary source of tumah cannot be metameh a person. Over here, the pasuk is telling us the chumrah, the stringency of mishkav u'moshav that came in contact with a zav. If a zav lies down on a bed, or if a zav sits on a chair, this mishkav and moshav gets the din of the primary source of tumah, which means that if somebody else will touch this bed or touch this chair, the person and his clothing will become tameh. So this is a chumrah of Mishkav u'Moshav, that although they are not the Zav itself, they are only the thing which the Zav came in contact with, still they can be metame like the Zav itself, and be metame odom letame begodim. And the pasuk says, Kol ha-mishkav, any bedding, asher yishkav olav ha-zav, that the Zav will lie on, yitma will become tame. The pasuk does not say asher shochav olav ha-zav, which the Zav did lie on once, but rather asher yishkav olav ha-zav, something that the Zav will always lie on. Rashi explains that this mishkav only has a din of mishkav if it is something that is designated for reclining. But something which the Zav lied on, which is not typically used for reclining, the halacha is that it does not get a din of mishkav. And also, the chol hakli, any vessel asher yeshev olav, that the Zav will sit on, yitma will become tame. Again, the pasuk does not say asher yoshav olav azov, which the Zav sat on once, because if it's something that is not typically used as a chair, it will not have the din of Moshav, but rather Asher Yeshev Olav Azov. It's something that the Zov would always sit on because it's something that is designated for yeshiva, for sitting. That has a din of Moshav. So if the Zov will lie down on the bed or sit on a chair, then it will become Tomei. And the Mishnah tells us that although the pasuk over here only mentions two ways in which the Zov came in contact with the Mishkav and the Moshav, either by reclining on it or sitting on it, there are another three ways that the Zav can be metame this Mishkav and Moshav, and that is by standing on it, by leaning on it, and also by being suspended from it. And those are the five ways, but not by touching it or carrying it. And the pasuk says, "Ve'ish asher yiga b'mishkavoy," and a person that will then touch this Mishkav, this bedding that the Zav came in contact with, Yichabis Begodav V'rochas Bamayim, he will become Tamei, and his clothing will become Tamei. He and his clothing have to be immersed in a mikvah, V'Tamei Ad Ha'orev, and he is Tamei until the evening. And so too, V'Hayoshev Ala Kli Asher Yeshev Olav HaZav, he who will sit down on a Kli in which the Zav sat on, Yichabis Begodav V'rochas Bamayim, he and his clothing have to be immersed in a mikvah, V'Tamei Ad Ha'orev, and he will be Tamei until the evening. So we see here the chumrah of Mishkav and Moshav, that if a person touches the Mishkav and Moshav of a Zav, he and his clothing become Tamei. Concerning what type of contact this person must have with the Mishkav and Moshav to become Tamei, the Mishnah tells us there are seven types of contact that can make him Tamei. The five that we mentioned earlier, sitting down on the Mishkav, lying on the Mishkav, standing on the Mishkav and Moshav, leaning on them, or being suspended from them, and also touching them or carrying them. Although the Zav cannot transmit Tumah to the Mishkav and Moshav by touching it or carrying it, the person who touches or carries the Mishkav and Moshav, which the Zav made Tameh, will become Tameh. So the Zav can only transmit Tumah to the Mishkav and Moshav in five ways, but the person who became Tameh from the Mishkav and Moshav becomes Tameh by coming in contact with them in seven ways. And the pasuk continues, "Vanoigea bivsar hazov," and he who touches the flesh of the zav, he who touches a zav himself, yichabes begodav v'rochas b'mayim, he and his clothing need to be immersed in a mikvah, v'tamei ad ha'orev, and he is tamei until the evening. Touching the zav is metame odom letamei begodim, and also v'chiyorei kazov b'tor. If the zav will spit at a tar, and the spittle will touch a person that is tar, V'chibes begodav v'rochas b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, v'tamei ad ha'orev, and he is tamei until the evening. The spittle of the zav is metame odom letame begodim. V'chol ha-merkav, and any riding equipment, asher yirkav olav ha-zav, which the zav will ride on, yitma will become tamei. V'chol ha-negeh v'chol asher yitachtov, and anybody who will touch this piece of equipment, yitma ad ha'orev, he will become tamei until the evening. This means he will become Tamei, but not his clothing. This is referring to the Merkav. The Merkav is not the saddle, because the saddle that the Zav is Metame has a regular din of Moshav, like a chair, and if a person touches this Moshav, he is Tamei and his clothing are Tamei. But rather, the Merkav is a specific part of the saddle, which is called the Tufos Shel Sargav, the part of the saddle where the rider holds down to. That part of the saddle does not have a din of Moshav, but rather has its own halacha, and if the Zav is metame it, the person that touches it is tame, but his clothing are not tame. That's why the pasuk says, "V'chol haneger v'chol asher yitachtov yitma ad orev." He is tame until the evening, but not his clothing. So Merkav, in this way, is more lenient than Mishkav u'Moishav, because Mishkav u'Moishav are mitame odom letame begodim, and Merkav is only mitame odom and not his clothing. And now the pasuk tells us the din of noisei, which means if a person carries certain things that the Zov was metame, although he did not actually come in contact with them, but by carrying them, he is metame odom letame begodim. Vanoisi oisam, he who carries them, referring to, if he carries the spittle of the Zov, the shichvazera, the semen of the Zov, the meiraglov, the urine of the Zov, or if he carries the mishkav or merkav of the Zov, the bedding, or this piece of the saddle, all these cases, even though he did not actually come in contact with these things, he will be metame odom letame begodim because he carried them. For example, if the Zov spit onto a piece of wood and he picked up this piece of wood without touching the spittle, he is tame and his clothing are tame. And this is what the pasuk says, V'anoisi oisam, if he carries them, Yechabes begodo v'rochas b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, v'tame ad orev, and he will be tame until the evening. And the pasuk continues, V'choy lasher yigabai hazov, anyone who the Zov will touch, V'yodov lo shotaf b'mayim, and the Zov did not wash his hands in water yet, which means he was not tovel in a mikvah yet, although he counted Zayin Nikiyim. But since he did not immerse in a mikveh yet, he is still considered totally tameh, and any person who he touches is tameh, and that person's clothing are tameh. V'chibes begodav v'rochas b'mayim. Therefore, this person has to immerse himself and immerse his clothing in a mikveh. V'tameh ad orev, and he will be tameh until the evening. Rashi asks, if the Torah is saying that the Zov was not tovel, he did not immerse himself in the mikvah, why does the pasuk say v'yodov lo shotaf b'mayim, that his hands were not rinsed in water? Why is the Torah referring to tefillah in a mikvah as his hands being rinsed in the water? We know that his whole body must be immersed in the mikvah, so why does it say only the yodayim? Rashi says, because the Torah is telling us that only an aver shebegoli, only an exposed limb similar to your yadayim, to hands, must be immersed in the mikvah and must be touched by the water. But beis hasasarim, the inner parts of the person's organs, do not have to come in contact with the water. Even though we know that if somebody has something stuck in his teeth, it is considered a chatzitza and the tefillah is not good, that is because we need ro'oi l'bias mayim. It must be fit for the water to come in. If the water would come in, it has to be able to touch all parts of the mouth. But we do not need the water to enter the person's mouth. And this is learnt out from yodayim. Just like yodayim are exposed limbs, so too only exposed limbs need to come in contact with the water. That's why the Torah writes, V'yodov loishotaf b'mayim. U'kli cheres, and an earthenware vessel, asher yigaboy hazov, that the zov will touch, yishover, must be broken. V'chol kli eit, and any wooden vessel, yishotaf b'mayim, must be rinsed in water. If the zov touches a kli cheres, which does not have a tahara in a mikvah, so the only way to purify the kli cheres is by breaking it and making it unfit for its original use, then it becomes tahar. But a kli eitz, which can be immersed in a mikvah and become tahar, that's why the pasuk says, yishatef b'mayim, a kli eitz can be immersed in a mikvah. And although we know that a kli cheres only becomes tamei from its inside, the tumah must enter its interior airspace. So why does the pasuk say over here by Azov, Uklicheres asher yiga by Azov, the earthenware vessel which the Zov will touch will become tameh, which is mashma even on the outside? Rashi tells us, because a Zov can be metameh a klicheres from the outside by the tumah of Hesed, by moving it. If he moves it, even though he's moving it from the outside, it becomes tameh. V'chiyitar hazov mizoivoy, when the flowing of this discharge will stop, v'safa loy shivas yomim l'tarosoy, and the Zov will count 7 clean days, v'chibes begodav v'rochas pesorei b'mayim chayim v'toher, then the Zov will immerse himself and his clothing b'mayim chayim, in spring water, v'toher, and then he will be tohar. The tefillah of Zov is different than a typical tefillah. Typically, one can be tovel in a mikvah of 40 saw, but a Zov must have a tefillah b'mayim chayim, in spring water. And the pasuk continues that if he saw three re'iyos, then he must bring a carbon also. And on the eighth day, he will take either two turtle doves or two young doves, uvol lifnei Hashem, and come before Hashem el pesach olam moed, to the opening of the olam moed, unesanam el hakoyin, and he will give them the birds to the kohen. Va'osa oisam hakoyin echad chatos va'echad oila, and the kohen will make one bird for a chatos and one for an oila. V'chiper olav hakoyin, and the kohen will atone on him lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, mizoyvay, from his discharge. Meshech Chochma asks, why does a Zav only bring birds and not animals as his carbon? And he answers, because the Torah was chas al kovet habrius. The Torah had mercy on the respect of this Zav. The Torah did not want people to find out that he was a Zav. So therefore the Torah says, don't bring animals, which involve many kohanim, and that might lead to people finding out that he's a Zav, but rather bring birds that only require few kohanim. This way, the fact that he's a Zav will not become publicized. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis, Ki Yi Zav, he will have a discharge. Yochel Zav Mikol Mokim, I might think a discharge from any part of the body, from the ears, from the nose, from the mouth. Yehi Tomei will become Tomei. Talmud Loimar, that's why the Pasuk says, Mi Besori, from his flesh. V'loi Kol Besori, but not anywhere in his body. Once the Torah has differentiated between one part of the body and another, where one part is tameh and one is not, then I have right to reason and to learn out which part of the body the pasuk is talking about. The Torah says that a zav is tameh, and also that a zava, a female, is tameh. Ma zava, just like zava. From the same place where the more lenient tumah of nida is. That's where the same place where the more stringent tumah of ziva is, which means that just like the tumah kala of nida is blood that comes from the uterus, so too is the blood of ziva, blood that came from the uterus, af hazov. So too by Zav, Mimokum Shematama Tumakala Keri, from the same organ where the Tumakala, the more lenient Tumah of Keri, of Sheikh Vazera, comes from, Mitame Tumachamura Ziva, that same organ is where the Tumachamura, the more stringent Tumah of Zav, comes from. What does Rashi mean when he says that Nida is the Tumakala, the more lenient Tumah, and Zava is the Tumachamura, the more stringent Tumah? That is because Nida, Midyaraisa, Minatara, does not need Zayin Nikiyim. She does not need to count 7 clean days before she can immerse in a mikvah. She can start counting 7 days from the time that she started to bleed. And as long as on the 7th day she stopped bleeding, then she can already go into the mikvah. That is the Din Midyaraisa, as opposed to Zava, that must have Midyaraisa, Zayin Nikiyim, 7 clean days. Also, Nida does not bring a carbon, and a Zava does bring a carbon. That is why Nida is considered Kala, and Zava is considered the Chamura. Rashi also tells us that the Valkeri is considered the Kala, the more lenient Tumah, and the Zav is considered the Chamura, the more stringent, and that is because Valkeri is only Tameh for 1 day, as opposed to Zav, who is Tameh for 7, and a Valkeri does not bring a carbon, and a Zav does bring a carbon. That's why the Zav is considered the Chamura. Zok Rashi Zoivay Tomei, the discharge is Tomei. Limit Alatipa Shehi Mitamo. This teaches us that this drop of discharge is Mitamei. Zoiv, the discharge of Zoiv, Doime Lame Bosek Shel Sa'arim. It is similar to the water that comes out from dough, which is made of barley. Vidochoi, and it is thin. Vidoime Laloivim Beya Hamazeres. It is similar to the white of an egg that is spoiled. Shechva Zera is kosher, it's thick. Like the white of an egg that is not spoiled. So if this discharge comes out thin, roar, lush and rear, it is an expression of spittle, shezav b'sorei ezoivai, because it flowed from his flesh, kimoi rear, like spittle, sheyotze tzolol, that comes out clear. Oy hechtim, sheyotze ov, it came out thicker, v'soisem es pia amo, and it closed up the opening of the male organ, v'nistam b'sorei mitipa zoivoi, and his flesh became stuffed up from this flow. Zehu pshutai, this is the simple meaning of the pasuk, that the pasuk is telling us whether it comes out thin or thicker, it is metame. Umidrashai, the medrash says, mona hakosav arishon, the first pasuk counts re'iyoshtayim, two discharges, vikari tame, and the pasuk says that this person is tame. Shenemar, the pasuk says, zov twice in that pasuk. Zov mi besare, that's the first time. Zoivoi tame, and it says zoivoi tame, that's the second time. Umona kosav asheni v'yashtolish, and the second pasuk says the word zov three times. Vikari tame, and it calls this person tame. Shenemar, tu masav zoivoi. That's the first time. Ror besori es zoivoi is the second time. Oy hechtim besori mi zoivoi is the third time. Tumasahi, and this person is tame. So we see, if you see a discharge twice, you are tame, and three times you are tame. Okay, sir, how is this possible? Shtayim l'tuma. Two discharges make a person tame. Vashlishis mazki kosei l'karbon. And the third time makes the person have to bring a carbon. Two re'iyos is enough to say that he is a full-fledged zov to count zayin nikiyim and to have to immerse himself in mayim chayim. The third time is machayev him to bring a carbon. Kol ha-mishkav, haroi l'mishkav, that which is fit for reclining. Yochal afilu miyuchad l'mloch acheres. I would think that the din of mishkav applies also to anything the zov lies down on, even though it's not miyuchad, designated for reclining. Talmud Loimar, therefore the pasuk says, asher yishkav. Asher shochav lo nemar, it does not say what the zov lie down on. Ela asher yishkav, that which he always will lie down on. Hamiyuchad tam lekach, that which is designated specifically for reclining. Yotzezeh, it comes to include this type of piece of furniture. Sha'omrim lo, where they say to him, Amoid v'nasim lachtenu, get up in order that we can use this board or this piece of furniture to do our work. So we see from here, if it is not designated for shechiva, for reclining, then it does not have the din of mishkav. And also, asher yeshev, yoshav lo nemar, it does not say that which the zov sat on, but rather el asher yeshev olav, that which the zov can always sit on. B'miyuchet tamid lekach, it has to be something that is designated for yeshiva in order to be considered a moshav. Zok Rashi ve'ish asher yigav b'mishkavoy, and a person that will touch the mishkav of the zov will be mitame odom latame begodim. Limit ala mishkav, this comes to teach us concerning mishkav shechomer min amaga, that it is more chomer than anything else that the zov will touch. Shezeh, because this mishkav nase av atuma, becomes a primary source of tuma latame odom latame begodim, where if a person touches it, he and his clothing are tame. V'hamaga she'ena mishkav, but if the zov touches something that is not a mishkav, einu ela vlada tuma, it only becomes an offspring of tuma. Ve'enu metame ela oichlu v'mashkin, it is only metame food and liquids. Zok Rashi v'hayoshev ala kli, he who sits on the kli which the zov was metame, will be metame odom letame begodim. Afilu lenoga, even if he does not actually touch the chair which the zov was metame, still he becomes tame and his clothing become tame. Afilu asora kelim zalzeh, even if there are 10 chairs, one on top of the other, kulan metamon mishum moishav, all of them become tame because of moishav, v'chein mishkav, and also by mishkav. Which means, let's say the zov came in contact with the bottom chair, and then there are 10 chairs on top of this chair. If the person touches the top chair, he is tummy and his clothing are tummy, even though he did not actually come in contact with the chair that the zov was matame. V'chiyoroi kazov bator, if the zov will spit at a tar, v'nogaboy, and the spittle will touch the tar dika person, oy nesoy, or he will carry it, he will become tame and his clothing will become tame. Sha'roik mitame b'maso, because spittle is mitame through carrying it, like the pasuk says further on. V'chol ha-merkav, and any merkav, afa b'shelo yoshev olav, even though the zov did not sit on it. Kigon ha-tofu shel sargo, the part of the saddle where the person holds on to, shekaron artzun, tame mishum merkav, it is tame with the din of merkav. V'ha'ukev, but the actual saddle, shekaron el yush, tame tumas moishav, that is tame the tuma of moishav. The tuma of moishav is metame odom, metame begodim, but the tuma of merkav is only metame odom. And that's what the pasuk says. V'chol hanogea v'chol asher yitachtov. Anybody who will touch that which is underneath the zav, shel zav of the zav, ba v'limed. It comes to teach us al merkav concerning this merkav, this tafos shel sarga sheyehe hanogea b'tome. The person that touches it will become tome. The ain ton kibas begadim, but his clothing are not tome. V'hu chomer, and this is a stringency b'mishkav mi b'merkav. Mishkav is metame odom letame begodim, but the person that touches the merkav, this part of the saddle, he will become tame, but not his clothing. The hanoisi oisam, and he who carries them, kol ha'omer be'in azov, anything that was stated in the parish of the zov, for example, zoivai, he carries this discharge, v'roikai, or his spittle, v'shichvazare, or his shichvazera, umeime raglov, or his urine, v'hamishkav v'hamerkav, or he carries his bedding, or this part of the saddle, mason metame odom letame begodim. Carrying them is metame odom letame begodim, even though he did not touch them, just carried them. Zok Rashi v'yodav loishotav b'mayim ba'oichelay toval mitu masoi. As long as the zav did not immerse himself in mayim chayim, in spring water, he is still tame. Vafilu posak mizoivoy, even though he stopped having this discharge, v'sofar shivo, and he counted 7 clean days, u'mechusu tefila, and all he is missing is the tefila, mitame b'chol tumoisav, he is tame with all his tumos. V'zeh shehoitzi hakosav, and this that the pasuk calls tefilas gufoy shel zav, the tefila of the body of the zav, b'loshen shtifas yadayim, with the language of just washing his hands, l'lamedcha, this is coming to teach you, she'ein be'sasorim torn b'yasmayim, that the inner parts of the organs do not need to come in contact with the water, ela only eiver goloi, an exposed limb, kimo hayodayim, just like the hands. So Rashi, klicheres asher yiga b'yazov, the klicheres that the zav touches has to be broken. Yochel afilo noga b'achorov, I might think that even if he touches the outside, it will become tame. And we know klicheres is only mitame mitoche from the inside. K'de'izib toris kahanim, like it says in toris kahanim, ad ezim magoi shehukakulai, what type of touching is like touching the whole thing? Havi oimer, zeheseite, this means moving it. So if the zav will move the kli cheres, then even though he is not touching it on the inside, still it is tame. Zok Rashi v'chiyitor, and when he will be cleansed from his tumah, kishiyifsoi, when the discharge will stop, shivas yom l'tayrosoi, which means he will have 7 clean days, shivas yom, 7 days, tahari mitumah ziva, that he will be pure from the tumah of this flow, shalo yirazoi, he will not see any discharge for 7 days, v'kulon v'tufim, and they all have to be consecutive days, so if he counts 7 clean days, then he is up to the part of immersing himself in Mayim Chayim in spring water.